Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How are you? Come on in. We got plenty of space here in the spit zone right up front. Just come up and down. I'm not going to spit at you, but have some fun anyway. If you can't have fun with life, if you can't get in and dig in and have a good time, then why do it, right? Today, we're going to talk about your values. I will tell you, if you have good, strong, inner guiding values, if you know what you stand for, partner, you can change your life. Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable. We'll talk about that on today's show, but it really will guide everything. My guess is it's guiding you right now, and you may not know it. We'll talk about that today. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com. Positive boost you need every single day because life gets in the way. It just does. And, you know, we don't, listen, no doubt about it. The action, it was a stoic thing. It wasn't, we did, but we didn't make it up originally. It came from the Stoics. Get clear and take action. That was kind of it. But we know we get clear and take action. And by the way, even if you clearly know what you want and clearly take massive, imperfect action, stuff's going to happen. Life's going to get in the way and you have to deal with it. And that's why we say stand up, take a step, repeat. Keep going until you get what you want. Why would you stop before you got there anyway? I have no idea. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. Been showing up here every single day. This is our 17th season doing this. My goal when I started this, a lot of times when people start doing what I do, or they want to do what I do, they want to do a blog or video or YouTube or something like that. The big thing that is kind of scary to them is, well, how do you do it? How do you do it every single day for 16 and a half years? I just did it. And here I am today at 4,559 episodes. Now, my goal was due to 5,000 episodes of the Daily Boost. I got that goal because Earl Nightingale did 5,000 episodes of Our Strange or Changing World, he called it, way back in the 50s. And I said, I can outdo Earl. I won't, but I could try. But I set the goal for 5,000. And amazingly, there are only 441 episodes of the Daily Boost to go to reach my goal. That's like 22 months. I'm not saying I'm going to stop. I'm just saying that's reaching my goal. We'll see what happens. When you set goals, by the way, you have a tendency to get them, don't you? This is Face Your Passion Week. I do this regularly, bring a week together. I can't cover everything, but I do cover the basics to kind of get you thinking so we can move you down that road. Ultimately, come here real close, okay? Ultimately, here's what I found. We can do instantaneous change, there's no doubt about that, but usually it's the result of a lot of itty-bitty little changes along the way. You finally come to a conclusion and you're suddenly moving in a new direction. It's just, you know, that's how life works. It does. Overnight sensation, 20 years later. That's how it happens. So as I move through these items, these little things this week that we talk about, you know, finding your purpose and whatever we talked about yesterday, I forgot, but today I want to talk about values. Because a crazy frustration that most folks feel every single day is that people are getting in the way. I can't get exactly what I want. It seems like somebody's always in my way. Well, guess what? There's 8 billion people on the planet. Somebody's going to be in your way. There's going to be somebody not on the same page as you. Maybe a silly page. Maybe you're on the silly page. I don't know. But it's just going to happen. People are going to get in the way. But the very instant that you make a choice that we'll talk about today, you'll stop that because I want you to choose to live according to your values. The ones you really know inside. Now, let's stop for a second. A lot of years ago, I went to a Tony Robbins event. I think I did Date with Destiny years ago. And he was talking about values, current values that you live today. And I've seen this play for the past 20 years in what I do. And that is that most people, when I start talking about your inner guiding values, what they do is they kind of have these values that are in the future. The values they write down are the ones they actually want to have. I think Tony called them moving toward values, and that's cool. And you have moving away values, and then you have the ones in the middle, which are who you are today. And most folks who are starting to make a change in their life, the best place to start is what you believe today, not what you'll believe tomorrow, at least accept where you are today, because that's what's guiding your life today, isn't it? So the very minute you understand your values, values are deep inside of you. It's what guides your life. You've learned them over your life. People like me have helped you learn them. You've got them from pastors and teachers. You've learned them through bad and good experiences. You pick them up over time. Your experiences became a belief system. It became your values. That's what guides you. And then became your identity, which is who you are. We'll talk about the identity later this week. But what ends up happening is this. You have these values that you need to live by, and we want you to use them to move towards your goals, because goals are what drive you forward every single day, and they need to be congruent. If my value is completely honest, and yet today my goal is to rob a bank and don't tell anybody about it, just spend my millions on my own, you're not being congruent. I'm just saying. Silly example, but I bet there's one you could actually apply that's real to you. So here's a silly, simple recipe for really, truly, I think, enjoying every minute of your day. First off, know, understand, and practice your living values. If you don't know your values, I have a 300 value list in my Face Your Passion program. Daily Boost Premium members can get that list. Go get it. DailyBoostPremium.com. Go look at it. Choose a few that are you. Know, understand, and practice living your values. While it's difficult, you're going to feel happier and in control. So figure out what you believe and what you stand for. And stand your ground. Don't let people push you around. Number two, be sure that the only goals you set, in fact, I would go so far as to say the only activities you do throughout the course of the day allow you to practice your values along the way. Live within your values. Doing otherwise is not being who you are. Think about that for a second. If you're a religious person and there are certain values you're supposed to live by, are you walking the way you should be walking? Are you? Or are you making exceptions along the way? I'm telling you, the closer you live to what you believe on the inside, the happier you will be. Now, thirdly, now that we know, I want you to know and understand what's inside of you and controlling you and guiding you. And I want you to only do things that are in alignment with that, because that's going to make you truly happy and you're going to really have a great life, because at the end of your life, all the little stuff you did will be a representation of who you are. But get ready to be shocked from people who don't know why you're not doing things their way. Or those people who you say no to or just ghost because you know they're going to try to pull you off track. Get shocked, because those folks may know their values and they're pushing their values on you, or they may not know and they're drifting in the wind. Or maybe they see you as a really good example and they're not like you yet and they don't know what to do with you yet. Self-directing your life according to your innermost thoughts is the ultimate power you have. It's also one of the most uncomfortable things you can do. You don't have to be rude to anybody. You don't have to be pushy whatsoever. You just need to decide to walk your own path according to what you believe on the inside and what is going to be good for you and your best. That's all. So are you living your values? Or are you kind of winging it? I promise you this. There will come a time in your life, and I don't know when it will be. You could be very young or very old, but there will come a time when you begin to look at what you believe and you'll make a choice. Whether you walk your walk or you walk somebody else's walk. The closer you get to staying in your own footsteps, the more fun the journey is going to be, that 1,000-mile journey you're going to take that began with a single step. Okay, you just got to admit, I mean, the way I put that together right at the end was pretty damn cool. You got to admit how I did that. Right, just steps, footsteps, your foot. Come on, that was awesome! I was just thinking, I should give you the value list. Maybe I'll put that together and give that to you. I'll write that down and see if somebody will do it for me. In the meantime, if you want the Face Your Passion program, just go to dailyboostpremium.com. Sign up as a Boost Coaching member. You'll have instant access to 9 hours of facial fashion training. It goes away. I just promised the end of May, it will be gone. I will zip it off the internet. It'll be gone. So if you want to do that for just $9.95, go do it. Enjoy the rest of the program as well. You're going to have a good time. What is coming up tomorrow? It's going to be a good show tomorrow. It's a make sure you're, your identity. We're going deep inside of you. If you are not feeling like the person you are on the inside, on the outside, we're going to talk about that tomorrow and how you can actually move toward who you want to be. That's an awesome show. Man, this works. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.